This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Mark Satter, and I cover defense.
So the issue that we're covering is of American families living on overseas military bases. They're struggling to get vaccinated against COVID-19. On bases in Germany, the rollout is several months behind that of the U.S., and it's gotten to a point where some families are reaching out to Congress for help. On Ramstein Air Force Base, vaccinations are still only available to the highest priority groups. And there, the supply is so limited that second doses have been canceled for some. And that's an issue because you need to get your second within the manufacturer's window, which I believe is 42 days. The CDC is not sure how effective the vaccine is if you don't get that second dose within the window. And this has been frustrating for many of the military families that we spoke to, especially as last week, President Joe Biden announced that in the U.S., we're poised to have administered 100 million vaccine doses in the first 100 days of his administration. One of the people we spoke to said that in her home state of Ohio, by the end of the month, they'll be vaccinating anybody who's over the age of 16. Meanwhile, in Germany, she has no idea when she might get vaccinated. At the Joint Multinational Readiness Center, which is the Army Combat Training Center in Germany, which also serves NATO armed forces, no vaccine doses have been distributed for a week. And a family member of a service member there told us that they have just only now finished vaccinating medical providers who work on base. That means those who are treating COVID patients on the base have just now received the COVID vaccine. So lawmakers are looking into this issue. One of the lawmakers is Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska. Senator Sullivan's office told us that the DOD told them that there are no delays in getting the vaccine to the hospital that serves Ramstein Air Base, and that the issue of not having enough supply for second doses had been resolved. But that's directly contradicted by a Facebook update from the medical center that supplies those doses, which last week said that they're not sure when they might have those doses available, but they're working on it. When contacted by CQ, a spokesman for the Air Force told us that vaccine allotments are based on population and that eligible individuals are being contacted as vaccines become available, but didn't offer a timeline for when those vaccines might be delivered to the bases. They also said that the proportion of vaccines being allocated to bases overseas is more or less proportional to those allocated in the U.S. But when asked why some military families may feel that there hasn't been enough information coming out, the spokesman directed us to a website, said that family members and service members can talk to their wing commanders. Similarly, an Army spokesman told CQ that vaccines are being distributed on a tiered system, meaning that when some bases finish vaccinating a specific tier group, they may have to wait for the rest of the Army to catch up to them before they receive additional vaccine. And to make matters a bit more complicated, Army bases in Europe are only receiving the Moderna vaccine at the moment because of the ultra-cold storage requirements of the Pfizer vaccine. In light of this, the Army said they've allocated more Moderna vaccines to European bases. But in the coming weeks, they'll be distributing initial doses of the single-shot vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson, which should help the rollout, they say.